around the globe, it's time for your RM World Travel Connection with Robert and Mary Carey and Rudy Maxa on the SSI Radio Network.
Let's buckle up as the show begins. Rome, will I take you around this great big world?
Connect with the show anytime at rmworldtravel.com or on social media at RM World Travel. And now, welcome to America's number one travel radio show.
Hour two of the fastest 2 hours in travel starts now. Welcome back to America's number one travel radio show, everyone. It is just past 11 a.m. Eastern time. It is Saturday, February 8th, 2025, Super Bowl weekend. And we're going to get right into the National Communal Forum for week 255 today. So thanks for being part of the program. We appreciate that. All right, so this is the segment of the show where we talk local politics and happenings. We get into national matters impacting areas where we have local affiliates. Most importantly, it gives us a chance to interact with the communities where this show is heard for real-time reports that you simply won't hear about anywhere else because quite often the national media, they just don't care. So holding for us on the show hotline are three of our now 600 weekly affiliates. Who are they today, Mary?
All right, we're going to welcome Shelby Mitchell. Shelby's an on-air personality and assistant program director. She is representing our iHeart affiliate AM 710 WNTM Radio today in Mobile, Alabama. We have Brian Markram. He's station manager with affiliates AM 1320 and FM 107.9 WMSR Radio in Manchester, Tennessee, which is the Nashville DMA. And we have Maury Bass, co-owner and news director with our Anna, Illinois affiliates AM 1440 and FM 102.5 WIBH Radio, and that is part of the Paducah, Kentucky and Cape Girardeau, Missouri DMA.
Well, this is a nice mix of folks. So good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Great having you all here. Shelby, we're going to start in Alabama. Your state has received a lot of love from us lately on the program. Your head of state tourism, Lee Sentinel, was on the program a few weeks ago. Rick Burgess also appeared here as our shows are syndicated together. But I want to get into Mobile because, you know, from the Airbus aircraft manufacturing that happens in your city, you've got the beautiful Gulf Coast nearby where we've spent some time with this show. Later this week, you know, Mobile will be a very festive place because Valentine's Day also kicks off Mardi Gras this year, and your city is the original place for it. So, you know, I want to know what's something that you enjoy about the Mardi Gras happening in Mobile. And I'm also going to throw out to you, it's been a good 3 weeks so far for the new administration, but how do the locals feel about President Trump renaming your body of water there, the Gulf of America?
I think most like it, some do not. As with anything and everything, you're going to have your ones that are happy and unhappy. Mostly it's okay. There's a local bar that had shirts and hats for, and it was just fun. But anyway, yeah, that it's okay for the most part. If you just kind of have a sense of humor about everything, life is better, right?
Right?
Yes, Shelby, right.
Okay,
so let's
getting
talk
back
Mardi
into...
Gras.
Yeah, Mardi Gras, thank you for asking. My favorite part, personally, is everything. I just love everything, but the parades are fantastic. We just had a giant king cake competition yesterday, and I was one of the honored judges. That was very fun. We gathered a few thousand people inside the Mobile Convention Center, and my husband and I got to actually taste several king cakes, so I'm having a sugar hangover today, but it was
fun. That's a great gig, Shelby.
Well, let's go with a cup of coffee.
I
like that.
All right, thank you. So let's move to Tennessee. I love the state of Tennessee. Brian, Robert, and I spent some time in Nashville last summer for some meetings, and Winona Judd just casually strolled into the restaurant we were eating in without a care in the world. And we appreciated no one bothered her. It was a great moment. But we're going to move south from Nashville, about 60 miles or so on I-24 to Manchester. Your community hosts a major music festival that I'm sure listeners across the country know about. They may want to start buying their tickets now if they want to go. And you also have Old Stone Fort not too far away in Manchester. So why don't you share exactly what I'm just talking about here? Give us the details.
Yes. Schools across the area have been closed this week due to sickness, the flu and flu-like symptoms going around. So it's good to for a good time to social distance and get some recreation in. I'm at Old Stone Fort State Park right now, mm-hmm. and humans built that around 500 AD, the mound builders. And we think it wasn't really used for defense, but for ceremonial purposes. But it's a great state park to walk around. There's the Duck River and Little Duck River come together, and there's some waterfalls, over 800 acres of property here at the state park.
And then what's the music festival that's coming up in June that's not too far from that fort?
Yes, Bonnaroo Music Festival, the largest festival in the nation. It started in 2002 here in Manchester, right between Nashville and Chattanooga. Mm-hmm. And we have been blessed to host artists like Paul McCartney in our small 10,000 populated town. Paul McCartney, The Dead, U2, Pearl mm-hmm. Jam, Tom Petty, the Beastie Boys had their final concert ever right here in Manchester, Tennessee.
Wow, Brian, we love hearing that.
Stevie Wonder, Bruce Springsteen, Jack White, Humphreys McGee, Arcade Fire. And looking forward to this summer, June 12th through 15th, we'll host Luke Combs, Tyler, the Creator, Olivia Rodrigo, Avril Lavigne, Hozier, and Modest Mouse.
Well, Brian, listen, we appreciate the report there today.
Thank you,
certainly,
Brian.
Everybody stay healthy, no question, listening there. So, Rudy, we're going to go to Illinois and Maury. You know, where do you want to go regarding WIBH today?
Well, hey, excuse me. Hey, Maury, Rudy Maxa here. Stations like yours, WIBH, you were in southwestern Illinois, I know. Have long sort of been the fabric of many communities. And as regional and local papers go out of business, I think these stations are more important than ever. I mean, you deliver the agriculture reports, the local weather news, obviously, sports and so on. Tell us a little about Anna, Illinois, Maury. And the second question is, where do you think most listeners in your area want to travel to in the winter?
Well, thanks for having me on. Really appreciate the opportunity. Anna, Illinois is, we're in Union County. We're about 40 miles north of the southern tip of Illinois, where the confluence of the Ohio and Mississippi rivers come together. And, you know, we've got some really nice things. When people think of Illinois, you think of flatlands, but our part of the southern third of the state is very, it's a lot of rolling hills. We're in part of the Shawnee National Forest, which is 289,000 acres featuring camping, hiking, nature, all kinds of water activities, those type things. I would like to just mention a couple things. Our Jonesboro is our county seat, and that is one of the sites of the seven Lincoln Douglas debates from the Senate race of 1858. And that debate, those debates, that group of seven debates that Stephen A. Douglas and Abraham Lincoln had, is really what launched Lincoln into national prominence. Even though he did not win that Senate race, it did launch him into national prominence.
Maury, so listen, we love hearing that because that leads right into President's Day. And I'm sorry because we only have about 40 seconds left in this segment. So I really want to ask you really quick, and we're just going to go real quick answer, Shelby, Brian, Maury. You know, fun thing to do in your community for Valentine's Day. Shelby?
That's the night that Deep Gras, Maine Mardi Gras, kicks off in Mobile. So definitely downtown.
All right, Brian.
For Valentine's Day, find a nice restaurant and
well, always a good thing to do and enjoy that. Maybe a good bottle of wine, Maury.
Absolutely, same thing here. We've got a couple of nice restaurants in town. That would be the thing to do. Go out and have a nice dinner.
Well, listen, we hope you all have a great Valentine's Day. We love being a part of your stations and interacting with your communities. Thanks for being part of today's NCF. Folks, after this quick sponsors break, we're going to travel the world from your own kitchen. Chef Jose Salazar is about to join the program. He's got a great Valentine's recipe coming your way.
As we take a brief sponsors break, now's a good time to check us out on Facebook, Instagram, X, or LinkedIn at RM World Travel. We're coming right back.
If you've been thinking about home security, now's the time to join the millions of Americans in our audience who trust SimpliSafe at simplisafe.com/carry. They don't just react to break-ins, they help stop them. Their Active Guard outdoor protection uses AI-powered cameras and live monitoring agents to keep watch over your property 24/7. Visit simplisafe.com/carry to get 50% off a new system with a professional monitoring plan on your first month free. That's simplisafe.com/carry or find a link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
If you can't remember the last time you didn't feel stressed during the day or slept through the night, you need to hear about CBD from CB Distillery. They've got natural solutions with clean ingredients that people can't stop raving about. These are plant-based solutions to relieve stress, help with mood, focus, and more. Quality ingredients that work is why more than 2 million satisfied customers use products from CB Distillery. Get 20% off with the code CARY, C-A-R-E-Y, at cbdistillery.com. Code CARY, cbdistillery.com, or visit rmworldtravel.com and look under sponsors.
Make your 2025 resolutions possible with Raycon's Everyday Earbuds from buyraycon.com/carry. They're the perfect gym buddy or phone call companion with premium audio that goes where you do. Their latest model is better than ever with active noise cancellation, a 32-hour battery life, and multi-point connectivity. And they start at just half the price of other premium audio brands. Right now, get up to 15% off site-wide at buyraycon.com/carry. That's buyraycon.com/carry, or find a link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors. I try to eat healthy. However, when I mess up my diet and nutrition, Field of Greens helps keep me on a healthy track. What's the point of supplements or green drinks if you aren't 100% confident that they're going to improve your health? We drink Field of Greens and both see and feel the difference in our health. Enjoy a delicious Field of Greens drink each day, and at your next checkup, your doctor will notice your improved health or your money back. Get 20% off with code CARRY at fieldofgreens.com. That's code CARRY at fieldofgreens.com, or you can find a link at rmworldtravel.com and just look under sponsors.
RMWorldTravel.com is your place for show archives, travel news, sponsor links, and so much more. You can also connect with Robert and Mary and the RM World Travel Show team. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
As we transition our way into the G-Block now on this February 8th, everyone, with Valentine's Day ahead this upcoming week, well, we have got a recipe for you. We're about to travel the world from your own kitchen, and we're sponsored by TravelGuard.com/carry.
Because sudden changes, unknown situations, and world happenings could compromise your plans, whether your next adventure is a long or short getaway, maybe it's an international trip or even domestic, do what we do and get protected, and you can do that at TravelGuard.com/carry.
You absolutely can. Listen, you heard us talking last hour with Donna Regis Prosper, the Secretary General of the Caribbean. She even said, have travel insurance. Packing a Travel Guard travel insurance plan is one of the best things you can do for successful travel. It safeguards you against many unknowns that can create issues, including trip cancellations, interruptions and delays, lost or delayed baggage, translation services, prescription replacement. You could have medical expenses and evacuations covered, work-related cancellations, passport or ticket replacement, roadside assistance. You're going to have somebody available to you 24/7 and a lot more, so go get the coverage you should have at TravelGuard.com/carry before you travel, or find a direct link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
All right, if you live in Cincinnati or around that area of our country, you probably know Chef Jose Salazar's restaurants. He's a James Beard nominee known for his inventive fusion of Latin America and modern American cuisine. Born in Colombia and raised in Queens, New York, his career has been shaped by some of the world's top chefs, including Jean Georges, Thomas Keller, and Jeffrey Zakarian. Chef Jose is joining us now for today's Travel the World from Your Own Kitchen segment.
Chef Jose, welcome to America's number one travel radio show.
I'm excited to be here. Thank you.
We are excited to have you aboard. And this recipe you brought, I think the audience is going to love today. So I want to start this way with you. Certainly your background, very impressive. Mary and I were out in Cincinnati back in August for an event. And I know that city has deep roots in the pork industry going back over years. So pork, it's just like a given. It has to be somewhere on the menus. You know, from what we know, you fuse a lot of your cuisine. You like to mix culture. So I want you to talk with us about that. And, you know, how you also incorporate some of your Latin roots into your menus.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Porkopolis is the nickname for Cincinnati.
Yes, it is. So talk a little bit about how you incorporate some of your Latin roots into the menus.
Yeah, certainly. At our restaurant, Mita's, it's named after my grandmother, so we called her Mamita and shortened it for Mita, or to Mita, and then so we named the restaurant after her. So there's certainly a lot of Colombian influence there. But, you know, coming up in kitchens, I worked for chefs like Thomas Keller and Jeffrey Zakarian, and so, you know, most of my training was in French technique or, you know, Italian cookery. So I had to teach myself how to actually cook some of this stuff, believe it or not, that was, you know, part of my heritage because as a professional, like I said, I just wasn't exposed to Latin cooking. Mm-hmm. But it was really interesting because I would call my family in Colombia and say, hey, can you walk me through how to make an empanada? And so it was really interesting, and it gave me a lot of insight into my background, you know?
So, Chef, I saw a great quote of yours, and I do want to get to the recipe in a minute, but I just want to ask you this. I'm going to paraphrase it. I think I saw it in a magazine. It's something to the effect of that your goal for guests who dine in your restaurants is to make them feel like they're on vacation for a few hours. And I think that is such a fabulous sentiment coming from a chef. Share what you mean by that.
Well, yeah. I mean, I think so much of the reasons we go out is to be transported, right? To, you know, we can all cook at home. We know that the access to recipes that we have at our fingertips, you know, the home cook is better and better every day. But why I personally want to go to a restaurant is for the experience, for everything, not just the food, but the ambiance, the music, the service, the decor, everything, you know, I think really ties in. And so for those few hours that you're there, you should want to be transported, and the restaurant should make you feel that way.
Yeah, and I love your point about that it's more than just, of course, it's the food, but it is the whole experience.
Well, it's defining, actually, the travel the world from your own kitchen, because
yeah.
food and connections we all have
and
for
just
travel.
The whole and transport,
yeah. I agree with that.
So, all right, let's get on to this recipe, which I'm sure everyone listening is eagerly awaiting. Our team is going to post the recipe for our listeners on our show website and at RM World Travel on our Facebook page with Valentine's Day ahead. This is a recipe anyone can make and everyone can enjoy. So go ahead and just share a couple of details about what you brought for us today.
It's so easy, and it really is that combination of French technique with Latin flavors. So chocolate mousse, right? One mm-hmm. of the easiest desserts to make. I'm not a pastry chef, but I do think that everyone should have the ability to make a few simple desserts, and chocolate mousse is one of those. It's very few ingredients, chocolate and cream, essentially. And then I topped it with a mango sauce, a mango coulis, and really, it's about half an hour of active time. So if you have, you know, half an hour to spare and you want to impress somebody for Valentine's Day, I think this is the perfect recipe.
Well, and it can be made a night ahead and put in the fridge. It'd still be okay the next day?
Absolutely. Yes. And those are the best recipes, too, is the ones that you can make ahead of time. So you have more time to spend with your loved one.
Yeah, love
exactly.
That. It might even
perfect.
Be actually a little better. I mean, but listen, I was just going to tell you folks again, you know, as you said, chocolate mousse with mango and fresh strawberries. I mean, come on. I mean, Valentine's Day, let's be honest. I mean, that just sounds delicious. So we want everybody out there, if you make this, you know, to share with us at rmworldtravel.com. Man, send your photos to us. So you can do that through social or on the website, and we will share them as well with Chef Jose. So thank you for bringing that. Appreciate that. By the way, I also thought very classy, a little sprig of mint at the top.
Yes.
Like that as well.
Very festive looking.
So, you know, Chef Jose, you've worked with some top chefs, as you mentioned, you know, in some of the finest restaurants in the country. So besides the skills that you've learned from them, I would also enjoy hearing, you know, what inspires you as a chef. I think it says a lot about you that you keep innovating and work to grow in your field.
Well, basically, I think you just touched upon it. I think the innovation, the creativity is really what drives me. I am constantly thinking about new dishes, new techniques, you know, and so I think the adage that you can't teach an old dog new tricks doesn't really play out when it comes to restaurants and cooking. I, you know, I'm so just excited every day to go into work and think about what am I going to do today to make my guests happy. So that's really what keeps driving me. I love what I do. I love putting smiles on people's faces, and I'm just blessed to be able to do that day in and day out.
I'd like to get your opinion briefly on when people are hosting parties. It's big game weekend this weekend. Food's usually more casual, but people are certainly going to be hosting parties and feeding people. But just in general, any advice to hosts who plan on doing their own cooking when they're serving a group of people?
I think it was, you know, going back to the chocolate mousse, it's try to do as much as you can in advance so you have that time to spend with your friends and family. You know, I think one of the biggest mistakes that people make when planning a party is cramming in too much the day of, and then you're stuck in the kitchen and you can't really interact with your friends. So
yeah, it's frustrating.
So, yeah, just okay. Planning ahead. That's mm-hmm. I mean, that's so critical in whether it be home cooking or restaurant cooking.
Well, I would say, yeah. Chef Jose, in life in general, right? I mean, rather than being a last-minute Larry, it's always good to be, you know, whatever you can be.
Yeah.
So that's a good thing. It gets rid of, I always like to say, less agita in my life, the better. So the more I can do in advance, I appreciate that. I do have a question before we get to the last question with you. I want to go back to this recipe. I know what we were shared, this is a milk chocolate mousse recipe. But for folks that prefer dark chocolate, or if somebody has an allergy or something and they can't use the heavy cream, and they want it, or the whole milk, and they're going to substitute an almond milk or something. Can you use dark chocolate?
You certainly can use dark chocolate. As far as substituting milks, I don't know that you would have the same success in terms of getting it light and airy, because you need to whip some of that cream. But I think you could try, and it just might be a little bit denser. It might be more like a pudding.
Like a pudding. Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, interesting.
Yeah.
Last thing that we will ask you, you know, we were told, we mentioned, you know, Mary and I, we were out there in Cincinnati where you certainly have a great location, but you know, we were told that you've got a new restaurant that's going to be opening. I think it's coming sometime later in the summer, but we do have folks listening around the country. Tell people a little bit about it, you know, where it's going to be and what we can expect.
Yeah, it's called Salazar. So we actually had a 10-year run in another location, but we outgrew it. So we're moving to a much larger location. And this one is going to be right near the city center, directly across the street from our other restaurant, Mita's. It's focused on seasonality, fresh ingredients, local ingredients primarily. And it's, you know, conceptually new American. So it's a blend of lots of different cuisines and cultures. And like I said, we had a 10-year run. People were really sad to see it go, but are excited to see us reopening.
Well, here. And again, you
and right to, across the street from the other one.
So we know Chef Jose is going to be running back and forth.
Yeah.
But also, you know, it's also a great place with summer coming to go to Cincinnati, see the Great American Ballpark and catch a game there because it's a terrific location.
It's a great
right there
city. Yeah.
Front.
We had a lot of fun last year.
It's great in the summer.
Really, no question. So Chef Jose, really appreciate your time today. Folks, I want to let you know you can connect with him yourself in the restaurants on all of his social channels at Chef Jose Salazar. And again, the recipe we're going to be putting on our Facebook page and at rmworldtravel.com as well. Chef Jose, have a great weekend.
Thank you all.
Thank
Appreciate
you
it very much.
Yeah, take care.
All right, Mary, this recipe, whether I personally would like the dark chocolate versus the milk, that's me.
So I like milk. I'm a milk chocolate person. And with mousse, I think milk chocolate works better. But just be careful when you fold it in. Fold it in slowly. Get it all so it's nice and airy.
Happy Valentine's Day, everybody out there. All right, coming up next, it is The Right Stuff as Rudy reconnects with the show. Then today's J-Block will be the museum galleries. We check in with the Indiana State Museum. Three more segments to go, everybody. Don't touch that channel.
Today's edition of RM World Travel will be right back. And you can always stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.
If you've been thinking about home security, now is the time to join the millions of Americans in our audience who trust SimpliSafe at simplisafe.com/carry. They don't just react to break-ins, they help stop them. Their Active Guard outdoor protection uses AI-powered cameras and live monitoring agents to keep watch over your property 24/7. Visit simplisafe.com/carry to get 50% off a new system with a professional monitoring plan and your first month free. That's simplisafe.com/carry or find a link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors. There's no safe like SimpliSafe. Make your 2025 resolutions possible with Raycon's everyday earbuds from buyraycon.com/carry. They're the perfect gym buddy or phone call companion with premium audio that goes where you do. Their latest model is better than ever with active noise cancellation, a 32-hour battery life, and multi-point connectivity. And they start at just half the price of other premium audio brands. Right now, get up to 15% off site-wide at buyraycon.com/carry. That's buyraycon.com/carry or find a link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
To connect with the program anytime, visit us online at rmworldtravel.com.
Sometimes we all need a vacation, a celebration to bring us together now. America's number one travel radio show.
Welcome back to your RM World Travel Connection.
Welcome back. This segment of the show is sponsored by HelixSleep.com/carry. Take advantage of the early President's Day sale going on today and save 20%. Don't you just love the way you sleep on a top-notch mattress in a luxury hotel when you travel? I do. A great mattress can make a world of difference in your life, and unlike many mattress companies, Helix owns its own manufacturing facility, and each mattress is made here in the U.S. by a team of skilled manufacturers and shipped directly from their facility to your door. This is a terrific quality that's also affordable. To find out which mattress will work best for you and your body, just take their sleep quiz and find your perfect mattress in less than 2 minutes. Then your personalized mattress is shipped straight to your door free of charge. And if you're not satisfied, they'll pick it up and you can return it for a full refund, no questions asked. Our friends at Helix offer a lineup of 20 unique mattresses, including their award-winning Lux and Ultra Premium Elite collections. They also offer the Helix Plus. That's a mattress designed for big and tall sleepers, as well as the Helix Kids mattress designed for growing bodies and endorsed by child sleep experts. It's why you won't get a better sleep than on a Helix. They've been awarded the number one mattress by GQ and Wired magazines and are recommended by many leading chiropractors and doctors as a go-to solution for improving your sleep. And as a fan of the show, you'll get a 100-night risk-free trial. So go ahead, save 20% today and take advantage of early access to the President's Day sale at Helix, H-E-L-I-X, Helix Sleep, all one word, helixsleep.com/carry, C-A-R-E-Y. Or as always, you can find the link at armworldtravel.com by looking under sponsors. Well, it is no secret to regular listeners of the show that I love hotels. I remember decades ago when I was a Washington, D.C. reporter, long before I became a contributing editor of National Geographic Traveler magazine, long before doing 98 television episodes on the world's great destinations, and long before this radio show. In short, long before I became a travel journalist, I got a call one day from the editor of GQ magazine. He asked me if he could send me around the globe for the next year to write about some of the greatest hotels in the world for GQ. I honestly thought it was a prank call. I mean, who's lucky enough to get an assignment like that? And that began my serious love affair with hotels. My next guest is even luckier than I was. She got to author a new National Geographic and Disney Publishing book titled 100 Hotels of a Lifetime, subtitled The World's Ultimate Retreats. Annie Fitzsimmons is a travel writer who's written for everybody in the world, including National Geographic. And she's also a podcaster and has worked with numerous travel publications and companies. Annie, welcome to our Right Stuff segment. All right, break my heart. How many of those 100 hotels have you slept in?
I mean, there's actually 130 or 140 hotels in the book, and I've slept at almost all of them. But Rudy, I have never met my match before, and it seems I have.
Well, no, I can't say that I don't think I've hit three figures of these hotels. I've certainly hit three figures of other hotels. Let's start with what, in your mind, and certainly when you were working on this book, makes a hotel a great hotel, a standout in the world that would make your best list?
So I think a great hotel takes you out of your everyday life. I really believe it's a portal to this kind of magic that doesn't exist. You know, when we have the dishwasher and the laundry, and you can access that by not sleeping in it. But I'm one of those people that still really believes that a hotel is one of those last remaining magical places on the planet. And, you know, the way that I picked them were two things. One, that the hotel had to feel completely of the place and of the destination only, like the Cipriani in Venice, for example. And number two, this isn't true for all of them, but it had to let outsiders in to experience things. So I always say, if you can't afford to sleep in the hotel, try and take it on a date.
I like that. I have a friend who lives, she's quite wealthy, lives in Los Angeles in a very good neighborhood that has not yet burned down. And she always says, I don't want to stay in a hotel if it's not any better than my home. And you point out in one, I think in your table, your forward, you talk about, I don't want to go to a hotel and feel like I'm at home, right?
Exactly. I really don't want to feel at home. I love my home, actually. And it's a great launch pad to go see the great hotels of the world. And then I like coming home, but I want it to have an element of fantasy, you know, and magic. And it's a way to access different parts of your personality, too.
And in a minute, we're going to ask Annie to stay through for a second segment. We're going to talk about some specific hotels. Generally, these hotels are, well, I know more than generally, these hotels are quite expensive.
I think overall, yes. However, there are some surprises in there, and I did pick alternate stays. So one of the ones I like to talk about is the Hotel Gutkowski in Sicily, and it's about 200 euros a night. So yes, Rudy, most of them are very, very expensive, especially, you know, the safari properties. A lot of that goes back into conservation, though. But there are some surprises, and I think it's, you know, it's easy to recommend a Four Seasons or a Ritz or any of those hotels. It's harder to find the ones that are really, you know, family-run, have been there for decades, and I love finding both. I think it's really not about the price in the end. And I do talk about, I mean, you know this, I mean, AI, it can't take away, you know, someone beautifully hosting you, welcoming you, making you feel good and taken care of. And it's this, you know, genuine warmth and friendliness that's not pretentious, attentive, but not intrusive, you know, and I really think that's also what makes a great hotel great.
Mind-boggling architecture is what, mind-boggling architecture as well, I'd say.
Yes. I mean, there's a hotel in India that's the Taj that overlooks the, the Oberoi that overlooks the Taj Mahal, and all 102 of those rooms have a view of the Taj Mahal. So, you know, there's architecture that allows you to also see the destination, and then of course when you walk in and things like that. But yes, absolutely.
I spent a Valentine's Day in that hotel overlooking the Taj Mahal. You know, you can't go wrong. You can't go wrong with that on Valentine's Day.
No, listen, waking up in your bed. Yeah.
Yes. I like Jerry Seinfeld. He once said, I like staying in hotels. I like their tiny soap. I like to pretend it's regular sized and my muscles are huge.
I love Jerry Jerry Seinfeld, you know what he said once too? He talks about how he's not a foodie, he's an Edie. Uh-huh. And I really connected to that. I'm like, I'm an Edie too. I love that.
Annie Fitzgerald's book is Annie Fitzgerald's book is 100 Hotels of a Lifetime. Annie, we're going to take a quick break and come back and talk about some specific hotels. We'll be right back.
Connect with America's number one travel radio show as we cover everything and anything in the world of travel by following us at rmworldtravel.com. We'll be right back.
Hey everyone, Robert here saying come travel in Alaska in August with Mary and me aboard the Seabourn Quest. Right now you can lock in the best deal of the year as Seabourn is offering their Sale of the Year special, and it's going to save you an extra 15% off the cruise price, deliver up to $1,000 shipboard credit, plus a reduced deposit. So if you've always wanted to experience Alaska, join us for what's going to be a truly amazing trip. This is such a great deal. You've got two options to choose from, either the full 14-day option that leaves from Vancouver, Canada on August 8th, or the 7-day option leaving from Juneau, Alaska on August 15th if you can't get away for the 2 weeks. Just like we did with show fans in the Mediterranean for 2024, space is limited, so go to our website, rmworldtravel.com today. Click on the link at the top of the homepage that says Join Us, Book Here, 2025 Seabourn Alaska Cruise. It's in blue. You can't miss it. And get your spot booked with us. This makes an excellent Christmas gift, folks. 15% off, $1,000 shipboard credit, and a reduced deposit. rmworldtravel.com. Book your travels today and get ready for a great trip, folks.
Hi, I'm Cesar Millan. People are always commenting on how happy and healthy my dogs are. One of the reasons is the food my dogs eat.
Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend is a premium freeze-dried raw dog food designed to support your dog's health, happiness, and lifespan.
Their jaws are more flexible, their teeth are cleaner, and their coat shinier. And why they seem more youthful even as they age.
I'm veterinarian Dr. Marty Goldstein. I've helped countless dogs thrive with one simple concept. Your dog needs a high meat diet similar to what their ancestors ate in the wild.
Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend using 50 years of nutritional research and experience, helping dogs make incredible turnarounds. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies, their wild-caught, ultra-crunchy cod skin treats. Go to drmartypets.com/balance or text BALANCE to 511-511.
Your order is backed with a 90-day guarantee.
All dogs are unique. Your dog results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Dr. Marty Pets.
It's common knowledge that after age 30, our metabolism changes. We have less energy and gain weight easier. There's a way to feel better, not in years or months, but sometimes in just days.
I'm Chuck Norris. I tried everything. Working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick. Morning Kick is a revolutionary new formula that combines all my favorite supplements into one daily drink.
Morning Kick has probiotics to help you lose weight, prebiotics for digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and powerful anti-aging supplements. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, and helps manage stress.
I look and feel better than I have in years.
Go to roundhouseprovisions.com, use code FAST, or text FAST to 511-511 and claim 40% off. Roundhouseprovisions.com, code FAST.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee. You could be feeling these changes within just a couple of days.
Text FAST to 511-511.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Roundhouse Provisions.
Participate in the program, log on anytime to rmworldtravel.com. Once again, this is your RM World Travel Connection.
Welcome back. We're in the middle of a conversation with Annie Fitzsimmons for our Right Stuff segment for her new book called 100 of the World's Greatest Hotels. I'll give you the exact title in just a moment. But first, let me tell you that this segment of the show is sponsored by Tax Network USA. Too often, the privileged get tax pardons, while hardworking Americans do not. So if you owe back taxes or you have unfilled returns, don't wait for an IRS letter to act. Waiting to get caught makes you look like a tax evader, and it will not end well. Getting ahead of this is a smart move, but never contact the IRS alone. Never. Turn it over to Tax Network USA. Why? Because not all tax resolution companies are the same. And these folks have a strong relationship with the IRS. They have a preferred direct line to the agency, and that's important to you because they know which agents to deal with, and more importantly, which ones to avoid. And their genius strategies are designed to quickly settle your tax problems in your favor, whether you owe $10,000 or $10 million. Their attorneys and negotiators have resolved more than $1 billion in tax debt, so you can trust Tax Network USA to get the job done for you. Call and talk with Call and talk with one of their strategists today for free and stop looking over your shoulder and put the IRS troubles behind you. Just call 800-958-1000. That's 800-958-1000. Or go to TNUSA, that's taxnetworkusa.com/carry. You'll also find a direct link at rmworldtravel.com by looking under sponsors. So we're talking with Annie Fitzsimmons. Her proper title of his book is, her book is 100 Hotels of a Lifetime, The World's Ultimate Retreats. It's a very handsome coffee table book with incredibly lavish photographs that'll make you want to check into every one of these properties. I wonder if you agree with me, Annie, that not all hotels that call themselves luxury hotels are actually luxury hotels, are they?
I totally agree. There's definitely a range. So not, you know, five-star doesn't always mean five-star.
Okay, let's talk about a couple of your favorite ones. The Oberoi overlooking the Taj Mahal in Agra, India, is certainly high on my list. What are a couple of yours?
There's a few that really stick out to me. And one I recently stayed at again called the Carlton in Cannes. It's my favorite thing about it is that it's where To Catch a Thief was filmed, you know, starring Grace Kelly and Cary Grant. And she was staying there when she met her future husband, Prince Amir of Monaco. And it's been completely redone by Regent. It's not a flagship of Regent. Just on the Riviera, magical. The facade is the same. Schloss Elmau in Germany, it's more than a hotel. It's like a cultural retreat. And throughout the year, they host music, literature, art, dance retreats. It's where the G7 was hosted twice. And then I mentioned Africa briefly, but the Royal Portfolio in South Africa, there's a circuit of properties that's just incredible, family run. Singida, all the properties, it means miracle in the language of South Africa's Shangaan people. And they have a 100-year commitment to conserving Africa's natural world. I could go on and on, but there's so many that stick out to me. Yeah.
Well, it was interesting. In your introduction, you said if you had your way about it, you could do a whole book of 100 hotels in Italy alone. I would have,
yes.
If I was doing it, I think I would have said I could do 100 hotels in Asia alone, because Asian service, yes. I mean, even sort of eclipses some of the best service in Europe at times, simply because they have so much more inexpensive labor, so they can have more people waiting on you, basically.
Yeah, I totally agree. I went to Japan this year. I mean, the Hotel Hoshinoya and Tokyo, I mean, all over Asia. But yeah, the Mandarin Oriental in Bangkok is in my book. I totally agree. And I think it's something that definitely us in America could learn from, and in Europe as well.
Yeah, I suggest all hoteliers send their staffs to a top Asian hotel to see how it works. I just got back from my fourth time to Jose Ignacio in Uruguay and stayed at one of their three VIC, V-I-K properties.
Yes.
Scandinavian shipyard. He either builds ships or he owns ships. I can't remember which. And he's built three fabulous hotels in and around this little beach town with very few accommodations in southern Uruguay. And those are hotels that aren't to be missed. In fact, if you look at my Instagram page, you'll see the picture of that nighttime pool with the little sparkly lights gleaming.
Totally agree. Page 246 of my book has a VIC retreat, so I completely agree. Yeah.
And I bring it up because I want to tell listeners that this is not just European hotels, and some of which you may have heard of, but it's also Asia, it's also South America, it's also Africa. La Mamounia in Morocco, for example, and a couple hotels that offer safaris or safari camps. It's just a great book. Are you going to do another one?
That's the goal. I mean, there's so many hotels in the world. And you know what? I mean, even the cover of my book is the Grand Hotel Tremezzo. It looks like a Wes Anderson movie. And the owner is just so incredible. Meeting people like that and supporting them. So, yeah.
Yeah. And then you mentioned Grace Kelly, who became Princess Grace. And that hotel sort of looks like, a wedding cake.
It does, Rudy. Yes, you're so right. It really does.
Annie Fitzsimmons is my guest. She is the author of a brand new book called 100 Hotels of a Lifetime, The World Ultimate Retreats. Annie, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. Great to be here.
We'll be right back.
Join the Travel Trio by accessing the show anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. We'll be right back. Stay connected with us anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
All right, here we go with the last segment of the day. It is museum gallery time on your favorite travel radio show, and we're sponsored by fieldofgreens.com.
Curious to know, what's the unhealthiest thing that you've eaten lately? Well, busy schedules add to the challenge of eating 5 servings of fruits and veggies a day. There's not too many of us who eat healthy every single meal, which is why doctors created Field of Greens. This is a simple addition to make a part of your life, as enjoying a delicious glass of Field of Greens daily is really like nutritional armor for your body.
Each fruit and vegetable is medically chosen to support vital body functions like heart, liver, kidneys, metabolism, and immune system. We also love the extra energy you get from it. And even when you have one of those cheat days, you can enjoy whatever you eat as Field of Greens is there working for you. It comes with a better health promise guarantee. At your next physical or checkup, your doctor's going to notice your improved health or you get your money back. So you got nothing to lose. As a show fan, you're also going to save 20%. Go to fieldofgreens.com, use code CARRY, C-A-R-E-Y, or find a link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
As we get to our final segment for this February 8th broadcast, joining us for the Museum Gallery is Brian Mancuso, the Chief Officer of Experience at the Indiana State Museum and Historic Sites.
Well, it is nice to have you here with us on the show hotline today, Brian. Welcome.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you very much. So before we get into some of the historic sites that are part of the Indiana Museum Network, I'd like to give everyone tuned in, you know, have them hear from you, a brief overview of the Indiana Museum itself, which, if they're not familiar with, it's located right in the capital city of Indianapolis.
Yeah, we are located right in downtown in White River State Park, a part of the cultural kind of trail. There's wonderful things to do, but we're here. We have an amazing facility where we kind of touch on the history, the natural history, and the arts of Indiana.
Brian, is there a particular exhibit either going on now for listeners for the month of maybe February and March, or coming soon that you want to point out?
So we always have things changing on our third floor here. We change those exhibits quite frequently. We have a wonderful exhibit from a local artist, John Wesley Hardrick. He's a Black artist that really captured the spirit of his community, and that's going to be showing up later in February, and it'll stick around for a couple of months. Always check our website for the calendar. We have also for young families right now something called Cardboard Storyland, and it is a space for kids of all ages. You see lots of parents participating in there to create, tell stories, create little narratives using cardboard and other amazing material.
Oh, I love that. We have two sons and they're too old for it now, although maybe they wouldn't be. And cardboard was always just an easy, fun thing that I can't think of a kid who doesn't love working with cardboard, and combining it with storytelling, that sounds like a lot
the
of fun.
The bigger the box, the better.
Yeah. So moving on to some of the historic sites also available to visitors when they're visiting the state. I know you have 12 in total, including the museum, which we just talked about. These historical sites are located in various areas of the state of Indiana. So since Angel Mounds just went through a recent major project, what is Angel Mounds? And just talk a little bit about that.
So Angel Mounds is a pre-Columbian mound site down in Evansville, so southwestern Indiana. And we completely redid the visitor experience down there. We made it from kind of primarily kind of an older, a little dustier archaeology experience, and really brought the site back to life through perspectives of modern descendants. There's a lot of meaning in that site. There's a lot of cosmology built into that site. You know, why is it there? How is it arranged? And we're highlighting those through people that are still finding meaning in that site. So we were really excited about just doing a complete transformation down there.
Where is that again?
In Evansville.
Oh,
Indiana.
In Evansville. Yeah, Evansville. Okay.
You know, Mary, that's I love Don Mattingly. You know, that's my player of the Yankee. That's where
that's
it's from.
Right.
All right. So, you know, we're going a different direction, Brian. I'm just joking with my wife here. So, you know, but I do want to talk seriously about this. You know, from famous authors like Gene Stratton Porter, and there's homes like, you know, painter T.C. Steele. There's just a lot of diversity covering the state of Indiana. As any other location, you know, you would throw out there for folks to come experience, and I'd love to know why you're recommending it.
You know, one that I travel all around the system myself, and one that it just sort of is fascinating, and it is an amazing day trip, is New Harmony. It's kind of down there on the southern tip anyway, but it just has lots of different buildings of those communities that were down there, kind of some utopian communities, some early religious communities, and there's fascinating kind of culture and science and the arts of the town. There's some great places to eat. It's one of our really great day trips that's out there that I encourage people to come go and explore New Harmony.
Well, when you're talking about day trips, what I'm going to throw out is, again, just what we're talking about here, the fact that you have these 12 other locations around the state. And in this program, we probably have a half a dozen or so affiliates in the state of Indiana, at least. So I would love to hear from some of our show fans if they've been to them or what they would recommend as well. But, you know, you can literally go and have a whole week of vacation, start in Indianapolis and fan out to these various locations, which I think is great. I do want to give the website, and I also want to share, there's an interesting bit coming up for President's Day. So, folks, you know, for more information to plan your visit, you can go to the website. It's very easy. It's just indianamuseum.org, so indianamuseum.org. And when you go there and you're planning your visit, if you actually want to go next Monday, not this Monday, but next Monday when it's President's Day, the museum and most of the historical sites are going to be free. So that's another benefit,
yep,
right,
and
Brian?
And all that information's there on the site.
So, Brian, listen, really thank you very much for your time, and I hope you have a great weekend, okay?
Perfect. Thank you so much.
Have a great day.
Thanks, Brian.
Take
care.
Take care. Come out and visit us.
All right, well, there we are with the Indiana State Museum and Historical Sites. Thanks for spending the past 2 hours with us today. Enjoy the big game tomorrow, everybody. We'll see what happens. Do we have the three-peat happen out there or not? I know all of our Kansas City fans are going to be rooting for that. Until we're back with you next Saturday, February 15th at 10 a.m. Eastern Time, special thanks to all of our guests who appear on the show today with Mary and me and Rudy. Thanks to our show team, our network affiliates, and our sponsors. And thanks to all of you out there who help make what we do America's number one travel radio show. Wherever you may be headed, safe travels, enjoy, and happy Valentine's Day this week, everyone.
You've been listening to award-winning RM World Travel, America's number one travel radio show on the SSI Radio Network.